Hi, today we're going to talk about estriol in the face. I'm Dr. Davidson from Progress Your Health.
And I'm Dr. Mackey from Progress Your Health. So normally on our podcast, we talk about perimenopause, menopause, hormone replacement therapy. If you go to our website, progressyourhealth.com, up at the top, there's a tab that says Ask the Doctor. Enter your name and email, ask your question. Today we have a question from Connie, so why don't you go ahead and read it?
Yep, let's jump right into it. So this one's from Connie. Hi there, I loved your article on estriol for the face. I was prescribed an 80-20 biased cream for HRT. My question is, how is that different from estriol cream for the face? Could I just use more of my biased cream on my face? Would that be stronger than the estriol cream? Lastly, the estriol cream is not supposed to affect your overall hormone levels, but the biased cream is supposed to affect your hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause. Why does one estriol work differently than the other? Thank you so much for any guidance you may be able to offer. It's so hard figuring all this out.
Well, I certainly agree with Connie's last statement. It's definitely hard to figure these things out, to get answers to your questions. In some ways, that's why, and we say it pretty much in every podcast, that's why we started the podcast, because we know these answers are very difficult to find. You can look Google, you can look on YouTube, high and low, and it's really challenging to find the answers you want. And honestly, sometimes even your practitioner that is prescribing doesn't have all the answers. So this one is a relatively simple one, so it shouldn't take too long. What do you think? Can Connie use her biased on her face?
Well, I think first we should back up and maybe describe a little bit of the different types of hormones. So when you're using hormone replacement. So technically in the body, we have three different estrogens, estrone E1, we don't use that anymore for hormone replacement, estradiol E2 and estriol E3. So a bias, so as Connie's talking about, she was prescribed biased for her hormone replacement to help alleviate her menopausal symptoms, is biased is a combination of estriol and estradiol, the E3 and the E2. And then when she says the 80-20 ratio, that means there's 80% estriol in combined with 20% of estradiol. So that is technically because estradiol is the strongest form of estrogen. So you know, estriol is much gentler, it's much weaker, it has different effects when it comes to hormone replacement, where the estradiol is straight up pretty strong. That's why you can start with an 80-20 ratio. Gosh, with hormone replacement, I mean, we've been doing this for exactly 20 years, is you can do anything, any ratio you want. But I would say, the long answer to your question is, no, I would not put biased on the face. I don't think Connie should do that.
And why is, technically it's really not that big of a deal, but why should she not do that?
Well, you know, when you're doing hormones systemically to help with that menopausal symptoms, you're really trying to get the hormones into the bloodstream so it can affect all this, you know, the system, the whole body. Or when you're using estriol topically, you're just really using it for that specific area. So estriol, we've talked about this, and gosh, I've used estriol, what am I, 51, for probably close to 15 years on my face.
Personally,
I've used estriol myself. I've prescribed it to my patients for the last 20 years. Is estriol in the face is just targeting the areas that you put it on. So if I put estriol on my face, it's not going to have any effect on the gravity of my knees. You know, it really is where you're putting it, where the biased is technically used to go into the bloodstream to affect the symptoms of menopause or, you know, you can have a little bit of effect on the skin when you're using bias systemically, but doing the estriol actually topically really has a pretty good effect on the face.
Yeah, right. Well, I know that we've talked about this a few different times in a bunch of different episodes. As you're just to kind of parrot what you're saying. So usually the rule is, or the thought is, that what you use systemically, you don't use locally. What you use locally, you don't use systemically. So we use estriol all the time. We only use estriol vaginally. That's why I thought it was interesting that, you know, you said not to use any estradiol on the face. You could use it on the face if you wanted to. I mean, technically, is that not?
You could, you know, when you're thinking about, I want to get back into the vaginal part too, because I know you brought up an interesting topic with using estriol vaginally.
Because there's a difference there,
but,
for sure.
We'll definitely get into that. But when you're trying to target the body as a whole for hormone replacement, you want to have that, you know, in the system kind of a level. So for example, when I first started practice in 2004, hormone replacement, they were saying, oh, put your hormones on your arm, you know, hormones on the arm.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think this skin is real thin. There's not a lot of fat there, that the hormones go right in and then they go right out. And the bioidentical hormones are really nice, but they don't have a very long half-life. So you want to try to keep it in the system as long as possible to have the effect. So you put it on your arms. Not only could you share that, with someone else. But at the same time, it goes right into the bloodstream and then you end up using it up pretty quickly. Where you want to have it more in a fat pad, which we'll probably go into other podcasts about that too. But like the inner thigh, the back of the knee, that has a nice fat pad. So those hormones can go, you know, absorb into that fat pad and then pulse out. When you put it on the skin of the face, you know, there's a little fat there, a little fat here. There's, you know, it's it's not, you know, you might not get quite the absorbency that you would get if you were to put it on the inner thigh.
Right. So you're just being very, very specific. So estriol, you would not use vaginally. You could, so you only use estriol.
Did you say estriol you wouldn't use?
I'm sorry. I made a mistake there. So estriol, you'd only use vaginally, no bias vaginally, right? That's a rule we've had for a very long time. We don't ever put estradiol on the vaginal tissue because of the proximity to the uterine lining and both and all those things that we don't want. Same idea. So that same cream you'd use vaginally can be used for the face, you know, hence, estriol face cream. But the bias itself, you would still just use, like you said, use it as a systemic approach and not, you know, kind of co-mingle those two together at all.
Yeah. So, you know, the estriol, like you were saying, is really nice for those vaginal tissues. In another podcast, we talked about how it helps the immature vaginal cells, parabasal cells, mature into vaginal cells, so they can help with lubrication. It can help with tissue and nerve sensitivity. It can help with just tissue resiliency in general. So it's great for vaginal atrophy. So as I tell my patients, you can use it down south and you can use it up north on the face, but it's really specifically localized. Now, Dr. Mackey had mentioned something about not using biased, which has that combination estradiol in it, on the vaginal tissues. Now, that used to be really popular to do hormones transdermally on the anal and the vaginal tissues. I don't really see too much of it that much anymore. And I used it sporadically with some patients, but really having that estradiol on the vaginal tissues, if you have a uterus, can cause uterine growth, and then you get a period, you get some spotting. So normally estriol is really pretty sufficient for helping with vaginal atrophy. But if you're using it more systemically, like Connie's talking about using it, the HRT for her menopausal symptoms, then really doing a biased, you're going to get more effect. Now, with the estriol, it's not going to go alone by itself, is not going to really have as much an effect on like hot flashes, night sweats, brain fog that you would, that you would see when you're using a biased.
Well, see, this is another thing that I just sort of noticed too, that this happens a lot when we have these questions being submitted. They always put the ratio 80-20. So in reference to biased, it's 80% estriol, 20% estradiol. But most of the time, they never put how many milligrams there is, right? So we've talked about this many times. The milligram amount is actually more important than the ratio. The ratio means something, but you need to know what those milligrams are, because otherwise you're sort of flying blind. Now, if she's talking about using this vaginally, we would say no automatically. Right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, because she probably has a uterus. And if you're using it for vaginal atrophy, you can get pretty much what effect you're looking for just using estriol, and that's very safe. But now you're mentioning about getting the milligrams. You're right. If Connie had a really low bias, like a really low estradiol level, maybe she could put it on the face. But she, like I said, it wouldn't necessarily have as great effect systemically on the menopausal symptoms than it would be using it, you know, transdermally on the inner thigh.
Because of where she's applying it. Yeah. Right. So again, still what you're using it locally, for that use of the face is not going to have necessarily that systemic response. But again, the milligram amount, like you said, if we're talking something like 1 milligram or less, that doesn't seem to be a big deal. However, like I said, the distinction would be if she's going to use that vaginally, that would be a big no for that one.
No, actually, when you're using the estriol for the face, like you and I both know, you only need to use it once a day. If you're using estriol for vaginal atrophy on the vaginal tissues, you really only need to use it 2, maybe 3 times a week. Some people can get away with once a week. Mm-hmm. So that's where, if you're doing your biased for menopausal symptoms, you're most likely going to do that daily, if not twice a day, because I usually have my patients, you do too, the menopausal females using their hormone replacement twice a day. I was going to show. So if you're going to do, so this is my estriol cream. If you're going to do estriol cream, normally I like it. It comes in a clicker. There's some that come as pumps. The clicker's nice because you can see that I'm getting pretty low on this one. I'm going to have to get a new one. With the pumps, you don't know how much. It's almost gone.
For those that are not aware, this is what's called a toppy click.
Yep, so you have the toppy click. 4 clicks equals 1 gram. So a lot of times you can make it stronger or less, or you can reduce down the dosage so you have more cream to apply all over the face. But usually, you know, you just open it up. It's got a little thing at the top, a little hole at the top, and then you click it. So one click, there's a quarter gram. Two clicks, that's a half a gram. If I did two more, that'd be a full gram.
Maybe you can point that amount of cream at the camera there to see. Because you can see there's actually a reasonable amount of cream up there.
Yeah, you know? I can, usually I do it in the morning just because I'm really lazy at night and it's just enough to brush my teeth and floss, right, and floss. So I usually do it in the morning. And this, you know, two clicks, I can get all over my face and right underneath the chin and the neck area too. So yeah, that's
so,
pretty
so
easy.
So when we're prescribing bias, I probably need that. I have a little few wrinkles I could probably
actually, you're pretty cool about it. I have patients there. Their partners, their male partners get real freaked out about that. Like, don't get that near me. It's going to make something happen. Don't worry.
It's such really, a low, it's, really a, it's such a low dose that it's not going to hurt nothing.
It's really nothing.
So our default when someone's using biased or if they're using estriol would be two clicks twice a day, right? So that amount there, we'd sort of do it that way so they don't have to apply too much cream.
Wait, back up, you would use the estriol two clicks?
Oh, no, that one, that's...
That's estriol.
Oh, that's your estriol. Yeah. Okay, well, the bias would come in the same kind of a container.
Should have brought that out, too.
It's just a different color, right? Same same device, but just a different color.
Yeah, I usually have the pharmacies, when I prescribe it for patients, you do, too, try to put the containers in different colors.
So they're color-coded.
So, you're not going to put your glasses on and read it, and then I know this goes on my face, and the green one goes on the inner thigh.
Some pharmacies will even color-code your capsules. So if you're taking multiple capsules, thyroid, progesterone... maybe LDN or whatever it is. I had a patient recently, she was taking her LDN thinking it was her thyroid and she had been off it for like a month and her TSH was like 55. So she was felt embarrassed because, you know, we're sort of trying to figure out why is her number so high. And as we were talking about it, on our consult, that she realized that she had been taking the wrong one the entire time. So I don't know what happened there. They didn't color code that one. It was still a white capsule or, white powder inside. So anything can happen sometimes.
Yeah. So the color coordination on the top of clicks is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're a little, maybe not tremendous disagreement. I mean, I sort of agree with you, that, use the estriol on the face, the vagina, use the biased everywhere else. But technically, if we knew what her biased dose is, and honestly, this is the trend we see too, that most people that are reaching out to us, their bias doses are really, really low. So we can assume that hers is probably right around a 1 milligram range, I would imagine.
It could be. Now to get farther in the weeds, I guess, is, estriol is great for the skin. It helps with that collagen building. It helps with the fine lines. I mean, it's really nice. Now, I have a lot of pigmentation. That's just my nature. I have, dark pigmentation. If I go out, when I've had pimples before, it would leave a little black mark, a little hyperpigmentation. That just runs in my family. So even though the estradiol, it's not technically supposed to cause hyperpigmentation or melasma, I still, because I'm a hyperpigmented type of gal, I don't want it anywhere near my face. Because when people have melasma, that is because it's sometimes about their estrogen levels, or maybe they're on synthetic birth, synthetic hormones like birth control pills, and it really makes their melasma worse. And that is about the estradiol.
So melasma is the butterfly kind of patch that goes over their, cheeks.
No, that would be, maybe you're thinking lupus, the butterfly.
Melasma has something
similar.
Oh,
you can have it anywhere. You can have it right here. You can have it on the cheeks. You can have it the chin. You can have it right here, or on the top lip.
Have you ever seen that specifically, or are you just trying to guard against it?
I'm kind of guarding against it. In the 20 years of practice, I haven't noticed anybody really mentioning it too much, but I've had a lot of patients with melasma and hyperpigmentation like myself. So it's just one of those things that, estriol, I've never had a problem with hyperpigmentation or exacerbating the melasma. Of course, birth control pills, which are totally different, can completely exacerbate it. I haven't seen too much with the estradiol patch, but I have seen a little bit. But I haven't seen it with the bias, but I still don't want to put estradiol on my face.
You're the expert. The face is not as much of an issue, but the vagina, we recommend not using biased vaginally because of the estradiol. Mm-hmm. And that's one of our rules that we really have never really broken. We don't prescribe it that way. We don't really ever do it where you're using any type of application vaginally. Estriol specifically is for vaginal use only. Now, again, that same vaginal estriol can be used for the face. So those two are sort of the same prescription most of the time. You don't need two separate prescriptions
Have you ever had any patients say, like, can I just put it all over? I wish we could bathe in it, but that'd be a lot of cream.
Well, you know, like some women, they want to put it on the décolletage, like on their neck, on their upper chest, or, you know, sometimes maybe like a little bit on the elbows, or, you know, I think you've even mentioned it, like on the knees and things, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Places like that. Or once they've rubbed it in, if there's any residual on their fingers, they don't specifically put it there, but they could.
And it would be more right here.
Is that the spot?
That's the spot for us ladies right here.
You know, I don't necessarily like women putting too much hormone cream on the arms, because if they put too much on the arms, which is, we've seen this many times, then they go to the lab and they get their blood drawn right from this is called the antecubital fossa in your elbow. Your blood levels are completely skewed. You get these huge estradiol numbers that sort of freaks people out, though. And you get a number that comes back and it's 1100. For a woman that's in her 50s and she's got an estradiol 1100, you want an explanation for something like that. But again, if you're putting any cream on your forearms or even in your upper arm, it's going to skew those numbers. I don't really recommend that too much.
Estriol is really benign. It's very gentle, like I said, but you still don't really want to share it with people. So you wouldn't want to put it on and then touch little animals or humans,
touch your pets or something. Touch children or grandchildren the men in the household, they'll be fine.
Yes, they will be fine.
Yeah, there's not that much estrogen there for that really to bother them. It's really the bigger issue, and men are sort of a little bit careless and lazy. The amount of, if men are using a transdermal testosterone cream, that translates to women, men, and pets. That's not right.
The testosterone. Testosterone.
Mm-hmm. That's not so great, because they're using quite a higher doses, but a little bit of estrogen that a woman's using isn't really going to affect their male partners too much.
No.
But you're right. They all freak out about it. They're all very nervous. They don't want any estrogen getting anywhere near them. That's definitely something that has come up over the years many times. Like I said, this one's pretty straightforward. So if you are submitting any questions, we encourage you to, like I said, visit our website, Ask the Doctor tab. If you are commenting or asking about your dosage, if you're putting the ratio, make sure you put in the milligram amount, because at least in my opinion, I think the milligram amount, whether we're talking 1 milligram, 3, 5, 7 milligrams, is a little bit more important than that ratio is. Seems to get the ratio in there and the question, but the milligram amount never seems to make it.
Sometimes it's hard to know what your dose is, because when you have, like, for example, this one here.
Oh, yeah, it's like a different language.
Estriol VBG, which is a VersaBase that you use, because that's a little bit more, it's okay to use vaginally, because, vaginal tissues can be pretty tender.
It doesn't burn the tissue.
So the VersaBrace, and then, it does have, 2 milligrams per ml. So sometimes if you're doing a bias, it'll say estriol or E3 1.2, and then, estradiol, and then all these letters. So honestly, if you're not sure what your dose is, you can just verbatim write what's on here and I'll be able to figure it out.
It does look a little bit cryptic, and you're not really sure what all these numbers are, and they got slashes and decimals and parentheses, and but when you have the 80-20, usually they break it down on the prescription. They break it down specifically, how many, 80% of the milligrams are the estradiol, 20% of the estriol, and then 20% of the prescription in milligrams is the estradiol, and that never is a flat even number, depending on what the overall prescription is. So you're right, it does get a little complicated.
And so just to kind of sum up Connie's question is, how is the bias different from estriol, using it on the face? Because the bias is technically used for the systemic, for the entire body, where the estriol is specifically used locally on the face. And honestly, just, because I love hormone replacement therapy, you can target so many different goals. And one woman might have one goal and another one might have a different one. It's so individualized, but I wouldn't put it on the face. I don't think that would be necessary. Just get a separate estriol.
Yeah, right. I don't think there's too much else to say about this one. Certainly, we encourage more questions. These ones from Connie are, relatively a simple enough answer, but again, you can look high and low on the internet and it's really difficult to find it. So very specific. Do you have anything else to add about Connie? Or are we okay for now?
Like I said, we change everybody's name for privacy. So Connie, you'll know who you are, but I appreciate you writing into us.
Yeah. So if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to us at progressionhealth.com, ask a doctor. If you've liked what you heard, please think about subscribing to our channel. We're brand new to this, so we're trying to trying to make our presence on YouTube and get off to a good start. So it's a little bit, how would you say it's been so far doing two videos?
We've done two videos, but I don't even know how many takes we've done.
We've done a few. Thank God for editing, right? Yeah. This is not done live, right? At least not yet. We might do some, we've talked about doing some live streams later, but certainly for now, it's definitely a different thing. When there's a camera, recording you, it's a lot different than doing an audio, for sure. audio is easy. Just sit down, talk, no big deal. But now you have this other thing you're being being aware of, it definitely changes it for sure. So we're doing our best. Hopefully you find it helpful. Until next time, I'm Dr. Mackey.
And I'm Dr. Davidson.
Take care. Bye-bye.